We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. You don't have to worry about what size mask Big Tex wears because the State Fair of Texas is canceled.
It's notable that the State Fair of Texas board had to meet by Zoom to cancel the fair because of the COVID-19 pandemic, making this the first time in 75 years, and only the fourth time in the fair's 134-year history that it's being canceled. Carissa Condignana says the decision has a $400 million economic impact.
We are tremendously saddened for the hundreds of businesses, both large and small, that rely on the income and exposure the State Fair of Texas provides them each year. We're also heartbroken for the more than 7,000 seasonal jobs the fair provides.
The board will try to come up with a way to hold competitive livestock shows so that rural students who have worked years to raise animals have a way to compete for prizes and scholarships. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fletcher Corny Dogs came out with a statement about the announcement. They said they're heartbroken that the state fair is not taking place. They take the health of their employees and customers seriously. They understand the decision made to protect the public. The cancellation isn't just a bummer for the fairgoers. The vendors are taking a hit. Christy Urpello is with Fernie's Funnel Cakes.
We are very fortunate as far as being concessionaires. The State Fair of Texas is all that we do. We don't go to other fairs or other events, so we're going to be fine throughout this. It's some of our other friends that's all they do is events that have really struggled this whole year.
I'm Austin York. With the fair being canceled for the year, no doubt the area will feel a tremendous economic loss. Based on a 2017 study, the fair delivers an annual economic impact of $410 million to $499 million, making it one of the premier events in the nation. SMU economist Mike Davis says it cuts even deeper than that.
Even if a lot of the money that was spent at the fair just gets spent somewhere else, think about all those people that depend on that one month for a huge part of their income. You know, it's the people who work the concessions and take the tickets. It's the people that allow parking in their yards.
Last year alone, the fair drew 2.5 million people during its month-long run, and it's not uncommon on peak days for the fair to draw more than 200,000. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
She also says she's heartbroken, understands the decision, though. They've worked with the fair for 50 years. The director of the Tarrant County Public Health updates the commissioner's court on coronavirus in the county.
Tarrant County Public Health Director Vinny Tanasia says there are 763 new cases of COVID-19 and 10 new deaths in the county today. That brings the new totals to 15,591 cases and 248 deaths. Tanasia says to better illustrate the current spike in COVID-19, examine the rate of when the total number of cases in the county double.
The longest, we were at 38 days doubling time, which was only about 3 weeks ago. And now the acceleration has been so much in our numbers that we have dropped the doubling time down to 23 days.
In all, some 6,600 people have recovered from COVID-19 in Tarrant County, including nearly 500 new recoveries today. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas County set another record with more than 1,200 new coronavirus cases confirmed on Monday. County judge asking the governor to do more to slow the spread.
Dallas County's now reported more than 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 each of the past 4 days. Judge Clay Jenkins tells NBC5 hospitalizations jumped 16% yesterday alone, and hospitals are now on pace to fill up by the middle of this month.
Next 2 weeks, probably this whole month, is going to be bumpy. It's going to be tough.
He wants Governor Greg Abbott to shut down amusement parks, movie theaters, and gyms, and limit restaurants to drive-through or carry-out. Abbott's office says he's following the advice of doctors and will keep making decisions based on the data. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KULD.
The biggest surge in positive tests has led teachers to keep pushing the governor to rethink his call about reopening the schools.
Clay Robinson of the Texas State Teachers Association says they want to see schools reopen, but they must reopen safely.
We want him to wait and not allow the schools to be open until the pandemic clearly subsides.
Robinson adds that teachers want Governor Abbott to require strict safety standards on schools in order to reopen.
That includes mask use on campuses, regular checking of COVID symptoms for everybody who enters the campus, and strict social distancing.
According to the latest UT poll, 65% of Texans believe it's currently unsafe to send kids back to school. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas cops holding a private ceremony today to mark the fourth anniversary of the day that four of their officers and a DART officer died. The officers worked a Black Lives Matter protest on July 7th, 2016. Dallas Police Association President Mike Mata says the officers protected demonstrators and the guy started shooting from a building.
It was a very peaceful protest that those officers were walking side by side with those protesters. And at the very end, somebody who felt so much hatred towards the police profession came to Dallas and decided to kill Dallas officers.
Police didn't hold any public events today because of the pandemic. The officers' families are meeting for private service. Former Collin County Judge Suzanne Wooten wins the right to continue her lawsuit over a wrongful decision that led to her getting kicked off the bench. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals would not dismiss one of the people involved.
Most of the defendants, with the exception of Prosecutor Milner, were granted immunity by this court for the allegations, at least, that had been made by former Judge Wooten.
She also got convicted of criminal misconduct after she unseated a politically connected judge. And DPS is expanding its services.
DPS says it's putting back into place in-office services for driver license and identification card renewal and replacement. But you have to make an appointment. The agency says it is dealing with a huge backlog because offices were closed during the COVID-19 pandemic. DPS will be offering Saturday appointments on certain dates. You can book an appointment for a certain day and time up to 6 months in advance. On the day of your appointment, you can check in using the kiosk inside or from your cell phone. You can also go to texas.gov for possible online transactions. Kelly Weiss, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.